started meditation like 20 years ago, I noticed that my mind was very restless. Like I could sit still, but then I felt this restlessness, and I think it was because the way the Burmese monks taught it, I was very much like this. You know, it's like very much like I have to do this perfectly, and that was really, really stressful. And then later on, I learned to relax in the last 10 years or so, and lately I find that when I sit for meditation, it's been really calming, like much more calming than before. And lately it's been like really easy to get into the calm. And I wanted to ask you that question between the stillness and the discernment. Because in Ajahn Brahm's book on meditation, he talks about the jhanas and how when you get to a certain point, it's almost like everything drops away. And I had that experience once when everything dropped away and it kind of went pitch black. And so, but then the discernment I know is important, because I noticed that lately, especially like about a few weeks ago, I noticed I had a lot of wrong view. And it was a big insight for me, because it made me question everything, because it seemed like I had wrong view in almost every part of life. And so that was actually my biggest insight lately. It's like after 20 years, I'm like, oh, I have a lot of wrong view. And so I wanted to kind of talk to you about that. Like, so now when I sit in meditation, and part of me is very calm and still, but then there's a voice that comes up almost like, and I can't tell whether it's a doubting voice or the restlessness creeping in again, or is it that discernment, that trying, that mindfulness of not being too calm and asleep. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, as in the reading, Ajahn Chah really emphasizing that necessity of awareness and knowing, being present. That's the quality we want to be nurturing. And so that, you know, and then paying attention to that balancing quality of, it's like I said of Ajahn Chah, you know, go left, go right, but it's more, so how do we keep that balance of evenness and steadiness and the knowing being present? That's the quality. That's what you nurture, and that's what nourishes that heart of insight.
One is the knowing, and then the other one is the stillness, the keeping steady. Okay, thank you.